You are listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, as well as WRRJ, Cocoa Beach, Cape Canaveral, 89.7 FM.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And I welcome you back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Friday to you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. We are about to take a 15-minute trek through the Word of God, and that's what we do on this program, WGOD Radio. That's the name of the call letters of my radio station. If I was ever own one, it's what I always chuckle with, or with the owner here at this station, how I would love to have those call letters, WGOD, all truth, all the time, because this is where we find the truth, and that is in the Word of God. Thy word is truth, it says in John 17:17. The word of God is truth. And I love to, on this program, take 15 minutes, let the word of God speak, and let the Holy Spirit focus on one particular point for each day. That's what we do on this program. We are in the book of Acts. We just started a new study. Now, prior to getting started, some quick info on this ministry. First off, this weekend, this Sunday morning at 10:30, you are invited out to Island Community Church. Now, that's the church that I'm the blessed pastor of, and I really love that ministry there and the good people at Island Community Church. I invite you out to Island. You'll love the people there. It's a wonderful church, small group, and there's a lot to be said about small churches, and we'd love to see you Sunday morning, 10:30, the place, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The time, Sunday morning, 10:30. Coming up on the 8th of July, we are going to be starting our midweek service again, Wednesday from 6 to 7. We're going to be studying the same thing we're getting into here in a minute, and that is the book of Acts. We left off looking at, well, first let me say too, this Sunday, my sermon is entitled, actually, there's two titles to it. One of them is The Transformers. Remember that movie, The Transformers? Or else another movie I can think of. And another working title for this sermon is Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Have you ever seen that movie before? The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Do you remember that? When the people slept, you see, when men slept, you see, the enemy came and sows terrors. In that movie, the body snatchers, these alien invaders, when people slept, these pods took over their bodies, and then they were aliens in disguise. And it's almost the same thing, and that's practically biblical. When you read in Matthew chapter 13, it says the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. The thing is about a tare is it looks exactly like a wheat. They're very hard to spot. Also, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, where it says, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. That's what we're focusing on. My sermon here Sunday morning at 10:30, The Transformers. We're looking at how the Lord Jesus tells us there's a devil in pew seven, is an old saying. And that is, how can you spot a tear? What can you do? How can you identify a wolf in sheep's clothing? The Bible gives us instructions on how to do that. That's my topic Sunday morning. If you're already committed to another church, or if you're hearing this on the podcast, look for that podcast to be uploaded, and you'll hear it here on the radio here as well, perhaps next week. In the meantime, we're in the book of Acts. Let's pick it up now. We've been looking at infallible proofs. Speaking of the Lord Jesus, it says, to whom he presented himself alive after his suffering, or after his passion, by many. Now, my translation says convincing proofs. The King James says many infallible proofs. I love that. Appearing to them during 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. Now, let's pick it up now in verse 9. So, I encourage you to listen to these other programs, Infallible Truths, Part 1 and Part 2. You can hear them at my website or Facebook page. Website's WGODradio.com. Infallible Truths 1 and 2. We go through and look at some of these infallible proofs that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Here today, we're going to pick it up here on this Friday and verse 9. Now, after he had spoken these things, all right, what things? Well, they were questioning on when he was coming back. They said, Lord, will you at this time, this is verse 6, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has placed in his own authority. You know, we've seen people throughout the years do this. And anytime someone does this, friend, this is another way of identifying a wolf in sheep's clothing, a false teacher, a tare among wheat, is those that'll get up and tell you day, week, or month, or year that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. It is not for you to know the times or the seasons. I remember this book, 88 Reasons Why Jesus is Coming Back in 88, must have sold a million copies. Well, I pity the fool that went out and bought his 89 reasons why Jesus is coming back in 1989. Fool me once, shame on you, right? Fool me twice, who would go out and buy the sequel? It is not for you to know the times or seasons. Next group up is the Jehovah's Witnesses. They said that Jesus was coming back in the year 1914. Well, guess what? He didn't come back then. So then you got to backpedal. You got to change what you say. Then they said, well, his return was invisible, you see, and not everyone could see it. It is not for you to know times or seasons. That's the Father has placed in his own authority. Next up, Harold Camping, the owner of Family Christian, Family Radio, Christian Radio, bilked people out of money, supposedly really was a good Christian guy, but he gave the days and the times, or the days and the years, plural, day, as he did this multiple times, he gave out the day and the year that Jesus was coming back. This guy rented billboards all over the country, and he had on the billboards the day and the year that Jesus Christ was coming back. Well, guess what? He didn't come back on those days. And then Mr. Camping had a stroke. They had to wipe his chin. And he spoke no more. It is not for you to know times or seasons. The Father is placed in his own authority. Mark chapter 13, verse 32. Jesus said, no one knows, not even the Son. The angels don't know. He said he himself did not know, but the Father alone is the only one who knows when the Son is coming back. So it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has placed in his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We're going to see that in this book. We're going to see the gospel spread. We're going to see the need of the apostles to go out and lay hands on these people. And then the Holy Spirit fell on them, and they all spoke in other tongues and other languages, first in Judea, then in Samaria. When we get to chapter 8, we're going to see the Samaritans coming to Christ. But the apostles had to go and lay hands on them first. And then Acts chapter 19, we're going to see Paul saying, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They said, we have not so much as heard as if there is a Holy Spirit or not. They laid hands on them, then they spoke in tongues. So that's we can follow that Lord's promise there being fulfilled of that verse. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem. We're going to see the Holy Spirit fall on the day of Pentecost next week here in this program. In Judea, now Jerusalem was in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That verse we're going to see fulfilled here in this book of Acts. Now, after these things, now first off too, remember what I've said to you about the apostles and the importance and how the apostles were witnesses. You had to be an eyewitness. Remember, or let me perhaps instruct you for the first time, if you've never heard this before, an apostle was an eyewitness of Jesus Christ. We're going to look and see here the death, the suicide of Judas Iscariot, and we're going to look at how they had to pick a replacement for him after he hung himself. There was a way, there was a prescribed manner of picking a replacement for him. We're going to look at that. But the importance of a witness, and apostles were eyewitnesses of Jesus Christ. Even Paul the apostle says, I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. He said, am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus Christ? I'm sorry, that's chapter 9, verse 1. He says that. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1. He was an eyewitness. When they pick a replacement for Judas, we'll get to that here coming up next week. But if you want to read that, Acts chapter 1, I think it's verses 20 and 21. Look at how they picked the replacement. We're going to get to that. Now here, verse 9, when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, can you picture this, friend? See these men here and all the others gazing up. They got their necks cricked. They're looking up in the air. And here goes Jesus, taken up. While they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand? Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. This is where we're going to pick it up here on Monday. This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so return in like manner as you saw him go. How is the Lord Jesus Christ coming back? He's not coming back invisible. He's not going. He even said himself, when they say to you, look, there is the Christ, or there he is. Do not believe it, he said. He's coming back in a cloud. Also, you can read that in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. It says, behold, he's coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. That's where we're going to pick it up here, this verse right here. And the significance of the Lord Jesus being received up into heaven in a cloud. That's where we'll pick it up. Everyone, have a great weekend. God bless you. Thanks for joining us here. Love to see you at church if you live around here, Sunday morning at 10:30. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.